We've all seen the stories. People exonerated after spending decades in prison. People freed from death row after being falsely accused. Today it's often because of new DNA evidence. But it can be an inadequate defense or maybe misidentification by a witness. Regardless, I can't imagine what it's like being in prison for a crime you knew you didn't commit. What a nightmare. Well, maybe not in prison, but has a false accusation on maybe a credit report or at work ever cost you in some way? How did you respond? Well, the theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 8 is love. Love in the face of accusation. Turning towards the love of God when facing hardship. Remembering God's love for us, even when we struggle to show our love towards the world. So regardless of it being the start or the finish of your day, this gift of quiet meditation is yours. A safe place to be honest with your thoughts. A retreat in the presence of God's love resting within you. Begin by taking several deep belly breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with each breath, let your eyes begin to close easily now. For a moment, linger in this place of release, a time of love, and a moment of rest with God's Spirit and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond softly and simply, God's love. Thank God for letting our Lord Jesus Christ give us this victory in God's love. Stand firm and do not be shaken. Always keep busy working for the Lord in God's love. You know that everything you do for Him is worthwhile in God's love. Rest here once more for another moment, breathing just deeply and softly, letting these words become yours, and contemplating the mercy, the grace, and the salvation of God, whispering God's love. These are emotions we may not like to face, but scan your body and note how you feel when falsely accused, wrongly judged, or blamed. Just note any emotions the Holy Spirit brings to your attention. What are they? Don't feel shame or guilt over the emotions. They're just that. But take a moment to let your mind drift through how you feel when judged. You feel defensive, like a conqueror. Your fists clench. Well, relax your body now, and your breathing, as you begin to center on the opposite. Center on the love, the mercy, and care of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind to the mind of Christ. Center on thoughts of love. Just feel it flowing into you, and then out of you into the world. Center too on your breathing. Let any wandering thoughts slip away with each deep belly breath you take. Just breathe in the love of God. Thoughts of anger or resentment may still float by. That's to be expected. But don't linger on them for long. Instead, let them remind you to drift back and center on the sacred words, God's love, for several moments. Continue by listening to God's word now, this the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Paul. His theme here is the truth of God's righteousness. Even in the midst of condemnation from the world, Paul writes of healing through God's love. Now imagine these words being written to you. Receive and savor each word as though to you, from Paul, through the Holy Spirit. From Romans chapter 8, verse 37, from the New International Version. Now, my dear friend, I know you are suffering hardship and persecution for your faith in Christ. But please remember that in all these things, because of God's love, you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. What emotions were stirred as you read this note of hope and healing from Paul? Once more from Holy Scripture, no, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Where is the Holy Spirit guiding your mind after hearing this? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute to contemplate opportunities to show people love and not anger, forgiveness and not condemnation. Allow this second expanded divine reading, now from the New King James Version, to be experienced as a prayer from you to the Lord. A prayer of reflecting the love of God in the face of hardship. Dear Lord God, it so often feels like I'm being killed all day long, accounted as a sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in spite of these things, help me live the truth that because of your love, I am more than a conqueror through you who loves me. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from your love in Christ Jesus my Lord, in whose name I pray. Amen. For the next minute, let these words in that prayer become yours, and now a whispered prayer that others see God's love in you, in all that you do, in all that you say, in all that you feel, touch, and smell. Pray for His love now in your words, in your time, and before your God. Listen to this passage now a third time. Don't study the words too closely, but rather ponder how they make you feel. Listen to this wider passage from the English Standard Version. As it is written, "For your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord." What did you encounter in this passage? Well, scan your body now and thoughts for a moment. What did you experience? While resting in imaginative contemplation, be with Paul writing his letter. A letter written not out of speculation or theory, but first-hand experience. Paul had dealt with many false accusations and trials and hardships. What do you see on his face as he recalls the pain and the torture of prison? Look down by the candlelight and see the scars on his arms. See the scars on his back as he writes this letter of love in the face of evil. Take this minute as a time of contemplation. Apply Paul's words about how God's love enables you to be more than a conqueror when facing your own trials. Convert Paul's words to the Romans to words for you today. Whispered words of love and peace when facing torment. Your words and your time to your God. Take all the time that you need or desire. Stay here for a while longer, centering on those sacred words, God's love. Loving words to guide you through times of accusation. But this message isn't just for you, is it? So take a moment now to be mindful of opportunities to remind another of God's love. Who might feel overwhelmed by the judgment of the world? How can you help them be confident in the forgiving love of God? Do others see and encounter God's love by how you live? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at sunrise or nightfall, watch for moments to reflect the love of God, opportunities to extend to those around you, even while being attacked, for it will be then and there you will encounter the presence and the protection of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now, that even in the midst of hardship and persecution, remember that in all these things, because of God's love, you are more than a mere conqueror through him who loves you. Now may the strength of Christ, the love of the Father, the presence of the Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.